In this week's Tech Tuesday, I share with you how to use AI to build out a character for a novel, a story, or even a chatbot that you might want to build out for your students. The tool that I chose is character.ai. It is the more popular application at this time. It is in beta, but it's free, and it will even generate images of your character. So it's a pretty good all-around tool if you're just starting with character building and you want to see how artificial intelligence can help you with that process. It's a great tool to start with. Now, there is a quick start option. It has a public, I'm not going to say store because you don't have to pay for anything, but you have a dashboard where you can chat with characters that someone else has already created. You just go in, there's many, many characters to pick from. There are fun characters, anime characters, Socrates. If you are doing the novel writing for the month of November, there's even a novel writing AI. I haven't played with it yet, but I will because I was focusing on building out my main character. And that's just a good way to start to get a feel for how the chat bot character works. Now, when you're ready to create your character, on your home screen or dashboard, once you create an account with character.ai, there is a icon with a plus symbol that says create. You want to do that, and then you select create a character. And when you create the character, this is a quick create. You just give it a name, a greeting. So you write out the greeting that the character is going to say when someone decides to engage with the chat bot. And then whether or not that character is going to be public and if you want an avatar to go with it. So once you've done that, it's available and you can actually click create and chat. You can have a conversation with it. If you've made it public, anybody in the world can have a conversation with it. However, if you're building out a character for a novel or a particular story that you're working on, you'll want to go a little bit more in detail with that. And there's, before you click create and chat with the character, there's an option of a button beside of it that says edit details advanced. This will take you into a character editor where you have a lot more, you'll have a lot more opportunity to give it information to train the AI for your character. So you're able to give it the name, which you probably already did. You can create an image for the avatar. It would ask you to put in words of what you want the image to be. So this is where you describe your character. You know, is it female, male, older, younger? You know, what color hair, color eyes? What's the environment or surrounding that the character might be in? So there's many different things you can throw in that could help it, help the AI create an image that you would like. You've already created the greeting, so that's one thing that you can add. But in addition, you get to put in a short description. They only want a few words, so pretty much like 5 words, roughly. I tried to put in a few more, but it really came down to about 5 words that will describe your character. And then you put in a long description. So this is where you can get more into what the character thinks, how they feel, how they might interact with people, kind of that, like their goals, especially if you're doing a novel, you know, kind of what's the goal of the character or the role that they play. There are character voices. I was not thrilled with the character voices, but you can select one and play with it. Determine if you want it to create images. So when someone chats with the character, it will actually create images that goes with the conversation that you're having. And then you decide if you want it visible. It could be public, unlisted, or private. If you're building out a character for a novel, you'd likely want to make it private because you're working on it and building it. And then finally, definition advanced. This is where you have, it looks like 32,000 characters. And basically, it wants examples of messages or conversations that your character will have with other people. And it says that the first 15 to 30 messages are the most important. I only built out one conversation just because I was trying to get the podcast together and the newsletter or the Tech Tuesday guide together. I probably will go back in and build it out a little bit more because I do want to use the character for a novel. Now, there's other ways to use this tool. It's not only just for characters for writing a book or a story. You could also create characters for specific projects in your classroom. You could have students creating characters to help explain a concept in the class. You could build an actual chatbot that is your teacher assistant. So there's a lot of different options where you can get creative and make something that will benefit students. So character AI is very good. They have a character book. So in order to better understand, if you've never created characters before, then it gives you a lot about the character attributes and, you know, the things you need to think about building out the character. Now, once you have your character built, you'll want to go in and have a conversation with your own character. Like I said before, you could take a different approach. Either you're just curious and you're talking to your character and you're asking questions that will help you further build that character out. Or you could act as another character within your book and what those conversations might go. So before you even write a scene, especially if you're going to have a lot of conversation within your novel, you could play out that conversation or role play it, practice it using this character that you built in character.ai. So it's a pretty neat tool. I'm sure students could get very creative with it. I could see where, well, in just a little bit of time I worked with it, I kind of lost track of time. Like I really started to dive into the character and the voice of the character. And before I realized, like 2 hours had slipped by. So you might want to set a timer. And it just, it's kind of fun. Like I'm sure if you get into interacting with characters that other people have created, then yeah, that's a good topic of conversation. The other way you could use these characters too is if you're covering a concept in your classroom, pull the character up and project it. And then as a group, you know, as a class, as a whole, you have the students suggest questions to ask the character. Now, you do have to remember it is AI created and you don't ever know for sure what type of answers you're going to get. So keep that in mind. But it could still be fun and keep the students really engaged on, ooh, what's the AI going to respond? It also demonstrates how to use the AI, what type of questions to ask so that students can understand and be better trained in how to potentially use the AI for their own questions or even for assignments that you might be giving them. Okay, that is it for this week's Tech Tuesday. I want to keep the Tech Tuesdays like under 10 minutes is always my goal. I don't always make it, but pull up character AI and create an account and play and let us know how it goes. Have fun.